Akron Community Voice, spotlighting Akron's minority business owners and community leaders, featuring the programs and services of Bounce Innovation Hub. Akron Community Voice is made possible by WAKR 1590 in partnership with BU Podcasting Company. And now here's your hosts, Ace Epps and Kat McDaniel.
Good morning and welcome to Akron Community Voice, a weekly talk show brought to you by WAKR 1590 and Be Me Akron. Be Me Community is an award-winning network of innovators, leaders, and champions who invest in aspiring communities. We train leading organizations in matters of diversity, equity, and inclusion. We run the most remarkable fellowship for Black leaders in the nation. My name is Kat McDaniel. I'd like to welcome you and thank you for joining us and taking the time to listen.
Yes, my name is Ace Epps, and we're on air every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. We're going to get your week started off right. If you're listening to us on our social media pages, then you found us on Kat's social media, Facebook or Instagram or whatever. You found you on mine.
Right.
On my social media page. But you can also check us out at www.akroncommunityvoice.com.
That's right.
And listen, we are circulating a new episode and we will be spotlighting Akron minority business owners and community leaders.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. That's
so, and as community partners of Be Me Community, we support the efforts of anybody in the city that are creating a better Akron. In the studio today, we have a lady who is a financial guru to some. She does taxes. She does financial literacy classes. She was able to help us out over at OpenM when we was over there doing our workforce development. And she's the go-to person. She's a local entrepreneur, ladies and gentlemen. Her name is Joy Wilson. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Good, good, good. And before we get into your business, we have a couple of Bounce announcements, Kat.
Okay. We do have Grow, Generating Real Opportunity and Wealth,
right,
for Aspiring Entrepreneur Program. It's a 10-week cohort program focusing on entrepreneurship, education, business idea validation for aspiring business owners. You'll have Next Level Incubator. Business Incubator is just a one-on-one business counseling, mentorship, and workshops to assist established business owners grossing $10,000 to $1.5 million annually to scale and market more successfully. There's also a 15-week cohort program helping business launch maintain sustainability by creating job and increasing capital. That's the accelerator cohort.
Right, the mortar accelerator cohort. Again, we want to thank GAC, the Greater Akron Chamber, Burton D. Morgan. We also want to thank the mayor, the city of Akron, and GAR Foundation for collaborating with Bounce for bringing this phenomenal program to Akron and to help minority businesses maintain and scale their business.
Right. Right.
All right. So with that, again, you can check us out here at Bounce. We're actually recording from our podcast studio at Bounce,
which is located
at 526 South Main Street, Akron, Ohio. Or you can check us out on the World Wide Web, www.bouncehub.org.
That's right.
Okay. So again, in the studio today, we have Joy Wilson. Joy Wilson, before we get started, we do this thing called Morning Motivations. Kat, tell us what that is.
Well, the Morning Motivation, it could be a quote, a scripture, anything that we find that's positive, a positive affirmation that we go through in the morning. And we go around round robin style and we either buy it or not buy it.
So
you
give us
your take on it.
Yeah. Okay. You got it?
Sounds good.
All right. Joy, real quick. Yes. You are a financial guru?
Yes. I always call it the tax queen.
The tax queen.
The tax queen.
And the name of your business?
JLW Tax and Financial Services, LLC.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. Be thankful for today because in one moment, your entire life can change.
How fitting.
I thought so.
How
definitely
fitting. Especially with dealing with the COVID-19.
Yeah.
And read it one more time. Read it aloud. Read it aloud.
I will. It is, it says, I'm sorry. Be thankful for today because in one moment, your entire life can change. I'm getting a call through
Right.
Message. Sorry. Your entire life can change.
Joy, what do you think about that? Give us your take on that.
I think that's definitely 110% truth right now. A lot of us have been affected about the current state of the community and the nation and the world, really. And these things, a lot of these changes have happened in an instant, to where our whole way of living has completely changed. So I that is definitely 100%. And you have to be thankful and grateful for the things that you have in life. Some of us have to just be thankful for the fact that we do have the simple necessities in life, like food and water and our families, you know, living and breathing, just breath. That's 100%.
So but your take on it is that it's 100% correct? Do you have any... I guess the word I'm looking for, how would you put that on yourself and your personal views?
Well, I look at it every day. You know, when you wake up, you definitely have to be show some gratitude in the things that you have. It makes you look at things differently. You know, your kids can be getting on your nerves. Your mother could be driving you crazy, you know, different things like that. But the simple truth is, you know, what would you do if they were no longer there? You know, that we didn't have that time where we could actually spend with our families. And I know a lot of my friends and classmates don't have, you know, family or their parents to around to bother them. So I'm definitely grateful. And anytime I want to whine about, you know, having to do the things that, you know, just are a pain in the butt sometimes, they are, you know, I try to show some gratitude or be thankful for those moments still.
Kat McDaniel, are we buying that?
I'm buying it.
You're buying it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been trying not to cough because everybody keeps saying I got the Rona and it's not true.
Right.
Sorry, but I'm buying it. Sure. How about you, Ace?
I don't know. We might have to kick her out there.
Social distancing. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I'm buying it. We're buying it.
Ace, you always like to drag it out.
I know.
You got to make them sweat.
That was awesome. Read it aloud one more time. Read it aloud.
All right. Be thankful for today.
Because
in one moment, your entire life can change.
Okay. So I look at this as you know how people say, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Right.
If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Mm-hmm. So I think about that. You could be preparing for something your whole life and not be ready for it when it comes. So anything can happen, man. It could be something financial. It could be something health-wise. And I'm not even talking about the current climate. Let's just talk about not being healthy as it relates to your health, right? So if you can be healthy, if you can already go to the gym, eat right, you're already preparing as if something may happen. It's almost like the apple a day, right? Preventive maintenance, right? Sure. What can you do for that? And for me, knowing that things like what's going on today is an outlier. No one's expecting that. The market to crash. Mm-hmm. Man, they're closing down barbershops. They're closing down beauty salons, restaurants. People are looking for anything. I'm guaranteeing you people are in the basements doing hair right now. You know
of
what
course.
I mean?
Kitchens so, and everything.
Yeah, they better
so,
be.
So with that being said, if you've already set up stuff already in advance for stuff to happen, and I'm not saying Y2K set stuff up, you know, but I mean just being prepared. Anything could come in. So for me, I guess I'm selling the idea of just being prepared. If you're already ready, you don't have to get ready. That's what I'm selling, ladies and gentlemen.
Hmm. What are we thinking? Anybody buying it?
Hmm. I'm buying it a little bit.
Okay.
She said a little bit. What are you about to, Kat?
You know what? I'm a buy it because you tied it in at the end.
You like that.
I like it.
Again, we're going to toss it over to Kat McDaniels one more time.
Leave it, but I thought you boys broke it down. Be thankful for today because in one moment, your entire life can change. Well, I guess you guys both hit it from both sides that I could use. So I'll take it from the standpoint of a lot of people are preparing to open businesses and take that leap of faith. So I feel like you have to be thankful for the grind that you're going through right now. Even with the climate, a lot of people are having to do things that they wouldn't normally have to do. A lot of businesses are closing, small businesses are closing. People who work from home, they're now facing either, they're not getting as much business, so they're gonna have to look for other mm-hmm. things that they need to do. But this is all part of the grind that's gonna help build you and prepare you for things that are greater to come. So the next time there is some type of issue or shutdown of whatever, you guys will be more prepared. And I just think that, mm-hmm. just like you were saying, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. But I like the grind. I like this part. I like the part of preparedness that we have to go through, because honestly, I don't see a lot of us being affected long term because we're used to this. This is something that we've gone through for generations. Like there's so many of us who has grinded through college, eating ramen noodles for months and months and months. There is a lot of us who has started businesses and people who have slept on other people's couches, on the floors, started in people's basements. And it's just all a part of the process. So I think it's just bringing us more together. So when the opportunity presents itself, you're already prepared, but you need to be thankful for the struggles. So that's where I'm going to come from on my end. So if you do,
I mean, we're buying that.
Are you going to buy it? Okay.
I mean, okay. All right. We're going to have to buy that because she knocked it out the park. Again, our Sunday morning motivation is brought to you by Anywhere Cat Finds It, but it was inspired from Frank Miller III,
right,
of Seventh Floor Clothing, and also we used to get stuff from Jay Philly.
That's right,
out in Philadelphia. All right, so again, I'm sure Kat going to put this on our website.
I will,
and make sure that you guys.
I try to find the author, but
oh,
I know.
Yeah.
Oh well,
we're plagiarists.
That's what. It's okay.
Okay, you know we didn't make this one. Okay, so listen. Okay, we have an entrepreneur. Everyone knows that this show is primarily focused on entrepreneurs and the entrepreneur journey, what makes them do what it is that they do, and how everything is, what they're doing to affect change through an entrepreneur lens or a small business lens. So we have a lady here that does tax preparation. She does a number of things, the financial queen, as she calls herself. What made you decide to go into this type of business structure, finance?
Well, most people who know me and who've known me for a long time would probably say, no, you would not have ever done something that was regarding finances. Math, things like that, I actually did not like in school. I absolutely hated math in school. But fortunately, I had a mother that was a high school math teacher. So whether I liked it or not, I knew how to do it. But I was given an opportunity years ago to start with, just to do really a part-time job, seasonal job with H&R Block years ago, and figured out that I actually loved the problem solving, I call it, that it takes to fix people's problems when it comes to taxes. So if they owe, my most enjoyable part of taxes is if someone owes, to help them not have to owe in the future. So I was given an opportunity to start my own tax business, an actual franchise at that time. And from that point, we went independent about 10 years ago, and I've been growing the business ever since. Now I actually help other people start their own tax businesses. I train, and I also offer tax software.
All right. Now let's talk about tax software. That's tech enabled for those of you who are following us. Tech enabled, you're using software, right?
Yes.
What does that mean, tech software?
Tech software is basically it's like for those in the community who do taxes for themselves, things like TurboTax, TaxSlayer, H&R Block has their own online version. There's a lot. It's basically where you take your information, you enter it into a format, and it will calculate things for the most part for you. But a lot of times the professional software that I offer and also use, you have to have some type of tax knowledge to be able to utilize it. It's very user-friendly, but you do have to have some tax knowledge.
Okay, tax knowledge. If you're just joining us, we are in the studio with Joy Wilson, local financial guru. This lady is working in financial literacy, going to local nonprofits as well to be able to help people cross T's and dot I's as it relates to their financial background and portfolios and things of that nature. You like where I pulled that one out?
I did. I saw it.
It was pulling that one out, right? So talk to us about your business structure, LLC, yes?
Yes.
LLC. And if you can, tell us a little bit about when you first started business, some of the local resources that you've used, if you can tell us about that.
Okay, well, some of the local resources that I used when I first started was really my own. I was not well informed about the resources available to me. in the community, but as I have gone on, and I feel like I'm kind of behind the curve because 10 years later, I'm really diving more into what's actually out there. And the one thing about how I do business is, and really it's anything in life, anything that I learn, I normally share it with the community in one way or another, my clients, friends, family, things like that. As I learn more resources in the community, of course, we have the Bounce Innovation Hub, which is awesome. I think it's the programs there are just absolutely wonderful. And if I had known about that program, and if it existed 10 years ago, I definitely would have jumped right into it. But then, of course, we have some other local, like the, it just went blank in my head. But the
Chamber, Akron Urban League.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, the Urban League. That's really what I was thinking about. But so many resources are actually out there. So what I do is I have a community wall in my office, my local office here, that has all these programs and different things listed. So when my tax clients come in and they're business owners, helping them set up the proper structures for their business, keep up with their deductions and their bookkeeping, and be able to say, okay, well, this is what you should do. You should take this information here and go over to this program and go see this person, and they can actually help you grow your business as well.
Right, right. So let me ask you, we got a couple of questions that we want to just throw at you real quick.
Okay.
All right. I just handed them the cat.
Thank you. All right. Are you happy? And what would you change?
I am very happy in my business. The growth, the potential for growth is actually there. Mm-hmm. And now that I am connected with the resources to properly grow my business, I'm actually very excited about those opportunities that are coming up.
Well, what are some of the mistakes you wish you could have avoided? I know you work with like a lot of people who are now in their own businesses. You help people start up their own businesses. Were there any mistakes that you made during those processes that you could have avoided, or you wish you could have avoided, or something you wanted to change?
Oh, definitely. Definitely there's a lot of things. Because I don't feel like I started the right way 10 years ago, I feel like I've went through a lot more trial and error that I should not have had to go through if I had started the right way. And the right way being, you know, like I said, touching bases and being connected to those community resources that are available to me. Of course, there's, you know, you miss certain things, like making sure when you're working with other people, having contracts, you know, legal contracts,
very
binding
important.
Things. Those are very important. and making sure that you're clear about, you know, your fees and what people should be paying you and how they're paying you. And I mean, just really going through trial and error with that. I feel like I've lost a lot of money in the past because of not having those things solidified. Mm-hmm. But that is definitely not something that is a problem at this point. I literally just had a connection that I was supposed to have, and because I had a contract, that person pulled out, and I was okay with that.
Right.
Because I just didn't want those problems.
Right. So it actually helps you with setting boundaries too, because I would imagine anybody who started in business or starting their own business, you're going to have those friends, those family members that are going to come in, and they're going to want those family discounts.
Hookups. Yes.
Friends of the family.
Yeah.
Family friends, family, whatever you want to call
anything
them.
Anything that Goodyear's doing when it's time.
Basically, right. So how did you deal with setting boundaries?
Well, that's an ongoing challenge for me, Kat, because the different things that, because I'm a very giving person, a lot of people forget that I am also a business person. And then when I become that so quote unquote business person in those conversations with people, they sometimes get offended because they sometimes become offended because I have to kind of create those boundaries or set those boundaries and not go outside of that. But ultimately, what people have to really understand, I says community, family, friends, things like that, they have to understand that ultimately 365 days a year, this year is a leap year, so I'm going to say 366 days this year.
Add another day. Yes, not another one.
You know, this is what I do. This is how I feed my children. You know, this is how I keep a roof over my head. And, you know, I provide the resources for people to learn, you know, they can take my tax class in the summertime when I give it. You know, if they want to do taxes, I can offer the opportunity. I now have software you can use. You know, and then when I say, okay, well, this is my fee if I am preparing your taxes, if you don't want to learn on your own, then, you know, don't give me a hard time about it. You know, most of the time I'm going to discount anyway, unfortunately, because that's just who I am. But, you know, I'm undervaluing what you're actually getting from me. I actually educate my clients no matter what they're paying me. And that's a big thing that you don't get in those larger national stores. When you go in there, they want to get you in and get you out. But me, I teach you.
Right, right. So here's my question. I know that with all business, I know Kat and I have been interviewing people for several years on the show, and especially focusing on local entrepreneurs, minority entrepreneurs. There's a lot of adversity and challenges in starting a business as you know, people who check more boxes off. Mm-hmm. You know, you got the woman thing, the minority thing. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about, you know, adversity and doubt. Like, you know, adversity and doubt within maybe are you doing the right thing or whatever. So if you can, elaborate on that.
All right. So I, of course, like I said, there is a lot of trial and error. There's a lot of adversity, a lot of challenges. You know, being a mother, they call them mompreneurs.
Not
you know,
the mompreneurs.
Yeah, the mompreneurs. I am definitely.
It is a thing.
It is a thing.
Never heard a thing. Where's the shirt at? We're going to make some shirts.
We can do some shirts.
Yeah. I've seen shirts that say we'll mompreneur.
We want to make some more.
Because our entrepreneur. Those are also shirts as well. You know, you have challenges that other people don't have, so to speak. Like, I have children. You know, if I am not able to tend to my child and I have to be at work, there's times that just like if you're working a W-2 job,
right.
You would have to call off and take time off. But as an entrepreneur, I can't call off necessarily. I just have to take that time off. So it's benefits in that you can do what you have to do and take the time off that you need. But understand, if I don't work, I don't get paid either. You know, right. No PTO in my background.
No PTO. let's just open this up as a discussion piece right here.
Okay.
Kat McDaniel's an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur myself. Let's talk about adversity and challenges. I know some of the first things, and then we get into doubt real quick. So for me, it's always access to capital, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to start a business, and you don't know where to go to get financing. Shout out to ECDI, Chris Faircloth, you know.
He's the man.
And a couple other places. But then, you know, where do you go? And then more importantly, how's that connecting with my personal credit when I want to start something? Maybe I don't even have some people, honestly, Kat, you know, there's people going to trying to get money and they don't have a business plan.
Right.
They're just trying to, but they know they need it. right. Her, ding, ding.
Ding, ding. No,
just kidding. But the idea is, you know, I think preparing people first, and I liken it to the music business. I always do that.
Yes, you do.
So, but here's the thing: is if your business idea is ready to get money as it relates to a loan, that's almost like a deal,
right?
They're investing in you,
right?
So you have to have a demo.
Mm-hmm.
How's this thing gonna go? What's the risks? What's all of that?
Right.
So if you don't have that demo, i.e. the business plan, you're not going to go get the money. And some of our brothers and sisters are going to banks with just a hypothesis, not even the worked thesis. I mean, the worked customer discovery, the SWOT analysis, the risks, all of that.
Right.
So for me, I was one of those people and then had to, you know, over the years get educated. That was for me. Kat, what do you think?
I really think that the way that both of you guys kind of started your businesses, like you, the way Joy will say she started wrong, and the way that you're kind of saying you went in like, listen, man, finance this dream. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and like you want
that's
to
pretty
believe
much.
Me.
Listen, it's funny, but that's pretty much what I did.
It's true, and it's true because it stops people from me, like me, doing the same thing. Because I feel like the way that you both went about it, you have gained a lot of knowledge that people who kind of take the necessary steps, because people will go step by step by step, because they'll go and learn from someone who's already pretty much done everything wrong. Who kind of knows this is what you shouldn't do, this is what you should do, because this is how those other people are able to excel, because you had to have that first person that went in and did everything wrong that you can imagine so that they have the steps to do the things right. So I got a chance to, for me, it's like I have the chance to learn from people like that. And that is a necessity if you want to survive in being an entrepreneur, or if you want to be successful, you need to find mentorship in those people. I feel that feel like they failed a few times, because even with me, I'm like, I've failed a few different ways, but I don't have to do so much. And that is
right,
but I don't have to do it so much wrong, because I know people who are doing it right now from having it wrong. So I would rather take that advice, because they've been there.
Right. And again, and I'm a let's hit this way. Let's talk about doubt.
Right.
The days where it's not going right. And you know, for me, I've been able to deal with doubt. Let's just take the Self-Advancement Center, you know. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, it was this. Mm-hmm. 6 months later, I wasn't too married to it being this, mm-hmm. where you have to change it to make it that. And then 6 months later, maybe it's that. And then 6 months later, maybe it's that. Then, you know, 5 years later, it's a podcast studio.
Right.
You know what I mean? But being able to identify and recognize other opportunities has helped me deal with doubt. I've been able to not look at like, oh, there's nobody coming in.
Right.
But I have to, with doing a shared workspace space in 2015, have data that we can even help spaces like Bounce of how to make that thing work. But then being able to look at doubt and say, hey, I'm not afraid to change it. I'm not married to what it is. I'm listening what the market is saying.
Mm. Exactly. And yeah. For me, to add to that, or to kind of relate that to my own business, I started my the mobile app part of my tax business years ago, about 3-4 years ago. And now that, you know, physical offices are closing and shutting down, I just switched gears. And as an entrepreneur, you have to learn to just kind of switch gears. Yes, there's always going to be some level of doubt there. But if you truly believe in what you're doing and believe in that the success in your business is actually going to come, you just have to learn to go with the punches and roll with how things go.
Kat, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to take doubt from the other standpoint. Awful. A lot of things happen slowly when you doubt. There are a lot of us entrepreneurs who also are 9-to-5ers, because
right.
We also have children. We also have things. We also need benefits. We also aren't just ready to just lunge. But then again, that is a part of the fear and doubt that kind of suppresses you to stay where you are. And if you want to, as they say, level up or go to the next level, or just, you know, see your dreams out to their full fruition, you know, like whatever you're supposed to be, you have to at some point take that leap. And it takes encouragers, support teams, you know, people who are entrepreneurs themselves to have those support groups to help, you know, kind of guide you past the doubt.
Right. And with that, that will conclude this conversation today. But before we stop, man, we only got a couple minutes left. It's time for our bro call. Our bro call is a shout out to organizations, local business owners, foundations, and those individuals who contribute to a better Akron.
You.
Me.
And you.
And you. So listen, Kat McDaniel, give me somebody you think is contributing to a better Akron with our bro call. Go.
I always say Danielle Wright. Love her.
Danielle
love her.
Wright. Yes. We got to get her here.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
I'm going to
go ahead with Robert. Robert DeJournette over at the Greater Akron Chamber. Oh, be me, brother. Ahead. I had you with a good one right there. It's your turn.
Man.
I was like, who's man?
Man Jenkins.
I didn't know you.
Man,
I didn't know it was going to come back
man
this
Jenkins.
Way. Let's see. My cousin, Denny Wilson.
There
Denny
we go.
Denny Wilson, another.
One more. Brandon Scarborough.
Three Be Me Brothers.
Academy.
And special shout out to Ben Benjamin, who came, co-founder of Be Me, who was in town last week.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good time. We had a great time. And shout out to Crave, too.
Yes.
Crave was an awesome time.
Crave was an awesome time. And Sequoia and everybody else is there.
Sequoia.
I don't know everyone.
Miss Barbara.
Miss Barbara.
Alex Simon. Shantae.
Who's in there. And don't forget... Angel.
Oh no. Shy.
Okay.
Shy
was in the building. I love her.
Yep.
Okay.
So anyway,
that's our show.
Yes. If you'd like to be added to our roll call, please contact me at Aeps.
Okay.
At bouncehub.org.
Okay.
Okay, that's our show for today. I'd like to thank WAKR, Be Me Community, and you for taking the time out to listen. I'd also like to thank our guests.
Yes.
What's the name of your business and how can they get in contact with you?
JLW Tax and Financial Services. We are at 839 East Market Street, Suite 124. And they can get in touch with me at 234-564-0349.
Okay. My name is Ace Epps. on behalf of Be Me Community and Be You Podcasting Company.
And I'm Kat McDaniel.
Thank you and enjoy your day.